And it's Sliders time.
This is going to be an amazing podcast about the television show Sliders, which aired in the late 1990s. I'm CJ.
My name is Rob.
Yeah, this is a Brain Dead Radio production. This is not Brain Dead Radio, although it may sound a lot like that.
We may sound like the hosts of Brain Dead Radio, but alas, we are not.
That's right, we're not. Why? Because this is a Sliders podcast.
And we are from a different dimension.
Yeah, so I watched... What's your history with Sliders, Rob?
I know that I was excited to see the fat kid from Stand By Me in a science fiction show.
Remember when this came out? Like, you watched it when it came out?
I remembered that there were trailers, and I was excited, and what hooked me in was the fucking Sliders CGI.
There was a big marketing campaign around
this. There was. And CGI was kind of, you know, there, and you had Stargate and stuff.
It was like, yep. After the X-Files, Sliders.
Yep.
And it goes perfectly. It's like fucking bread and butter. It goes perfectly together.
It's like you have like the young kids watch Sliders, and then when they get old enough, they watch the X-Files.
Yep.
But what worked with Sliders for me was the CGI. That's what sucked me in. Like, it was the fat kid from Stand By Me. Like, oh,
and I love the idea.
The CGI. Yeah, alternate.
You can do anything.
Basically, you have carte blanche. Like, there are scripts for like years out of just that idea. It doesn't.
Yeah.
And so CJ has fond memories of the show.
Oh yeah, I
you watched the whole run.
Yeah.
The whole run.
I watched. Not the entire run. Like, I checked out, like, after they lost half the cast.
Okay.
Like, when
spoilers!
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Can't keep Gimli down that long.
No.
His
Gimli
contract
can't be tied
runs
down.
Out after a few years.
That's right.
But he stayed for a while.
So you stuck with the show.
For at least the first, like, three seasons.
You have fond memories.
Yes.
I remember being excited for the first season, And then I don't remember much after that. Maybe
just kind of checked out.
Yeah, I was probably doing things. So, CJ...
I was sliding with the Sliders.
You're sliding with the Sliders. So,
and in the inaugural episode of Sliding with the Sliders, maybe that's what this should be called.
Sliding with the Sliders.
I don't know. Maybe just Slidercast.
Episode 1, pilot part 1 is what we watched.
Exactly. So, we're just going to kind of go like beat by beat here. Took some notes.
CJ made
me
take notes.
We just watched it like 2 seconds ago.
It's
like,
true.
That clear.
It's true.
We just got done watching the first episode of Sliders.
Pilot part 1. Mm. First thing I thought was great. The 90s bedroom. So you gotta have
a nice 90s bedroom.
No, but it was overly
sports themed.
Yes.
Did not
and it was every sports. He was a fan.
Yeah, he loved every,
every
kind
sport.
Of sport.
Yeah, he didn't have
and
like
dinosaurs and sciencey nerd stuff.
So he
all
was
mixed
like
together in a perfect like
room, right?
And it seemed like a high school.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank
room?
You, thank you. I thought this shit was like a junior. I was like, holy shit, was Jerry O'Connell like fucking 14 in this, and that's why I wanted to see it. I had to bring that up.
He's like in college.
Now that's like throwing stones in the glass house because we're sitting in my room filled with fucking figurines. They're figurines and they're collectibles.
But, wait, but like you said though, it seems more like a middle school student's room than like a high school student even. There's not like band posters or anything.
Nope.
It's like, I don't know what I like yet, so I like science.
Einstein, here's a surfboard.
And I like, you know,
it was a skateboard
stuff. Yeah.
But it was all sand. It was all California teens. I noticed that.
Yeah.
He's very go because he lives in San Francisco. He's kind of a pimp. But yeah, no, that set it up weird because then you see fucking college age Jerry O'Connell in bed.
Yeah. I don't want to get up yet, Mom. I don't want to slide.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Now, the thing I had an issue
with. Weird about that. There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't think that's weird?
So he's living at home?
I guess.
People live at home and go to college? Lots of people do.
Yeah, but the room seemed like it was his room from when he was 12.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, the room
listen,
did.
I went to college and I lived at home.
But he also
but my room
a
did not
cave,
look
though.
Like I was 14. His, okay, the man cave.
He has like a
he has a fucking
a
nuclear
cave.
Reactor in his basement.
Yeah, he's got the
and
Quinn
no one
cave.
Cares. Because his
got
mom,
the Quinn cave.
He's got the, fuck that. His mom's on Quaaludes. She's talking to the dead dad. Meanwhile, fucking Quinn is down in the basement with, like, a Doc Brown setup. Like, I'm waiting for a box of plutonium to open
up. He's got his whole Quinn cave thing going. It is like a Doc, because I actually wrote down, fucking Marty McStand by me.
I wrote Marty McFly basement. Look at that.
Marty
great minds.
By me.
See, now, listen, we have to say once again, we sat in silence while
and
we watched.
And I wrote the words very sporty for a science guy. hat, 49ers. He's a 49ers hat.
We sat in silence for 49 minutes watching this show, just taking notes. So it's going to be interesting.
When the alarm goes off, right? And it's like Groundhog's Day. Yeah. Where he's like listening to like the, you know, like DJ.
That
guy.
Was the dude from The Simpsons. I swear to God. I wrote Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer, question mark, alarm clock. I think it might have been.
Are on the same wavelength.
Yeah, we're
on fire. Dude, holy shit. Yeah. That was totally Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going to get some naked lesbian feminists in here to get naked. And he was pulling a fucking Howard Stern. So then you have this. Okay, so first you have to suspend your disbelief, right? You're like, okay, wait, it's a junior high kid. Okay, no, it's a college kid. Then he has a fucking the Bat Cave, the Quinn Cave. Then you have him watching a VHS tape
of himself.
Okay, not just on himself. Someone's like, oh, it's like podcasting. It's like video casting before there was, you know, the internet type thing.
He's like talking into a VHS.
But he's like, God, I was trying to make this anti-grav machine, but instead I made this fucking badass portal. He's not that excited. If I was fucking around going like, oh, CJ, I'm fucking...
I made a portal.
I was working on my guitar amp, and I made a portal. That shit would be on YouTube.
I don't
gotta
take out my recycling anymore. It goes right into the portal.
That would be on Instagram, Twitter. I'd be tweeting that shit out. I made a fucking portal. Mm. He's just watching a tape, and it's no big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
How is that not a big deal?
He's just low-key, man. Quinn keeps it... He's cool. He's low-key and cool.
So...
And his, like, weird 90s glasses. He's the coolest.
He does have, like, the weird circles 90s glasses. Why is he... I'm trying to think of how, like, I'm supposed to buy the fact that this, like, college kid made...
Like, a nerdy, weird way.
This college kid made a fucking anti-grav machine. Or trying to make an anti-grav machine. It makes a portal machine. And he's not, like,
he's
bragging.
Excited when he throws the basketball through it and it comes back and hits him in the chest.
Yeah, but he's not...
He looks at the camera like, oh my god.
Wouldn't you tell someone if you did that? Like, wouldn't you be bragging? Like, wouldn't you be over here being like, Rob, I made a fucking form.
Government's gonna take it from him. You seen movies? That's what happens.
I suppose.
So you mess with it in your basement.
You mess with it.
Until something crazy happens.
It's true.
Yeah.
So he makes the Stargate.
Right.
And it's like, okay, cool. Then he has to fucking go to
school.
He
does little, like, tests on it and
stuff. Yeah. But then he has to go to school.
Yeah.
So not only is he, like, busy in his free time making Stargates.
He's got, like, a full, like, college regiment going.
Yes. And who is his instructor, CJ?
Professor Arturo.
Also known as...
Gimli.
Fucking Gimli.
Yeah.
Gimli playing over-the-top ridiculousness.
Almost like kind of Frasier-y.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I pictured Frasier as Beast in that X-Men 3 deleted clip.
But as we do with the many, many episodes of this show that I'm sure will happen, you will notice when he says, Mr. Mallory... He says it a lot.
Is that his catchphrase?
He says it a lot. Yep.
So it's his cut it out.
Mr. Mallory. And then, Miss Wells. That's the other one he does, too.
Okay. Hypothetical. You're sliding.
Uh-huh.
With your teacher.
Okay.
And a girl you work with.
Uh-huh.
Would you not get annoyed if your teacher kept calling you, Mr. Lawson? Wouldn't you be like, dude, just call me Siege. Like, we're traveling through fucking dimensions.
It would be kind of like being in your own sitcom. That'd be kind of cool.
You think you'd like that?
I'd be like, I'm in Mr. Belvedere.
Now, my favorite part about seeing Gimli was how in his class, they had one of every race. I don't know if you noticed that. It was like handpicked. Yep. Yeah, his handpicked was great. And then they had the stoner, and they designated him as a stoner because he was chewing on a rubber band.
Yeah.
And he had tie-dyed shirt, and he looked like the dude from Faith No More.
He did.
He looked like
a cross between like the station guy from Faith No More and Mitch Hedberg.
Yes. Now, there's six of these people in a class that, as far as I can tell, I can't even pronounce.
That's because it's, like, such an advanced class. Only, like, six people are smart enough for it.
But that stoner guy did not seem like he was smart enough for it.
Sometimes, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover.
That's very true. Which I'm sure we will learn in the many episodes to come of Sliders. Yeah. So, he checks that shit out. He works for a dickhead. He works at, like, a Best Buy, it looks like.
It's like a... It looks like a copy center, almost. But it's, like, more like a Best Buy. It kind of seemed like an Office Max to me.
And this is where we're introduced to Wade.
Wade Wells.
Wade Wells. Yep. Sounds like a comic book name.
It does, kind of,
sounds
yeah.
like she should be working at a comic book newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I would give it to Wade, even in her mom pants. Which is weird. Not quite sure why she's wearing mom pants.
Yeah, well, it's the 90s. That was, like, a thing.
She's tomboy.
Yeah.
Wants a bunk win.
She does. Like, hard.
Like, hard.
Yeah.
You were Quinn? Did you give her the D?
I don't see why not.
Right?
Yeah. He's in college. He's a college man.
He is a college man.
He should be giving the D up all over the place. He's in college.
But he's nerdy and he doesn't know what he's into. Is he into sports?
He doesn't know what he likes. He does not like music, apparently. He's not like movies. Mm-mm. He likes sports and...
astronomy.
General science. Like a science museum gift shop version of science.
That was what his bedroom was.
Yeah.
He had the dinosaurs.
Yep. Okay. I'm lost. Like, oh shit, where am I in my notes? Okay. So at that point... I was gonna say, everyone loves the will-they-won't-they relationship between, like, a Wade and Quinn.
They don't, but they don't even build it up.
But it's more like she wants to and he won't.
Yeah, they don't. There's no building up of that relationship. It's just Wade is all of a sudden, like, as soon as Quinn enters frame, she's like, I'm moist.
But after that, like, it just goes back to him fucking around in the basement.
It's Quinn Cave.
It's
Quinn Cave.
And he finally shows what the remote looks like.
Which looks like a Motorola flip phone.
I thought it looked like a steampunk lunchbox. But yeah, that works too.
Oh! You're talking about the anti-grav machine, not the actual time remote.
No, the anti-grav.
The anti-grav machine looked like fucking alligator clips on a sardine can. Yeah. Or on a canteen.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this is my anti-grav machine. Mm-hmm. Like, anti-grav for what? What? So, like, here's my thought process. How does it work? So he points it at something, and it's anti-grav, or he turns it on,
it floats,
or it makes everything around it float.
He didn't really explain that.
I wanted to know more about the anti-grav machine than the fucking slider machine.
And he's doing his video diary like Blossom.
He didn't do any dances or handstands.
I wish he would have, though. He's trying on different hats.
This is Jerry O'Connell.
That's the most important part.
Trying on different hats.
Yep. And that shows what the CG portal looks like.
Which, honestly, looked like shit.
You're gonna say it looked alright.
No.
It's like that...
Dude...
That, like, 90s CG where everything looks kind of like claymate, like clay, like smooth...
It's just so ripply.
Smooth, weird, ripply
yeah.
kind of thing.
And then you're like, oh, it's sucking it in. And then he walks behind it and you're like, oh, it's like ripples on a fucking pond, man.
It is. It's like the surface of water. Yeah.
Here's my thought process. How does that thing even work? Like, is it like a lightsaber? Like, at a certain point, like, the portal only shoots out to a certain point? Like, how does he control how long the portal shoots out to?
I don't...
Like, how is that determined? Like, how is
it
that...
It must be the same every time.
Like, I'm just gonna say, is that...
It seem like it's the same every time.
Out of this entire show so far...
As the thing is, like, how far like, does the portal shoot?
It's like a lightsaber. How does a lightsaber know when to stop?
Because, like, sometimes they shoot it in weird places.
Yes.
Like, you gotta kind of know, like...
Yeah.
Does like, it hit something?
Yeah, what if I hit you in the knee with the portal?
Does it stop at the knee?
Does it suck your knee in and you just fall over? Are you in
know.
Massive amounts of pain?
No
did
idea.
Quinn think of these things?
I don't think he did.
I don't think there was any thought in
but
Quinn's mind.
At that point, he's like, fuck it, I'm going in. I'm going in tomorrow morning. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea. I'm going to go to sleep.
First, he...
In the morning.
You think he's going to be a dick, though. Because he talks about throwing Schrodinger...
He does talk about throwing the cat in the portal.
Now, so also, the only things he's thrown in there is, like, a basketball and other assorted items, the dinosaur he said, and some other things, but only the basketball came back. So you got one test of something actually coming back, and your next thought is like, fuck it, I'm doing it. Would you jump into a portal?
Not after just, like, two tests.
Would you throw the cat in first?
I put the camera through. Why didn't he put a camera through?
He said,
through?
Because he said that the electromagnetic field would destroy the picture. Because I was like, that's the first thing I thought. And he said it. It was perfect.
To put her on the camera.
Dude,
bam,
it was perfect
done.
Exposition. It was, like, perfect exposition. Like, I would like to throw a camera through. However, I cannot throw a camera through because the electromagnetic field would destroy the picture immediately. That's a bummer. And I was like, nice jobs. Nice job, writer.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
True.
But, okay, so you want him to build... You wish he built, like, a mini Faraday cage.
Yeah.
Is it easy to build? Like, you say it like you can just go to Home Depot in, like, a weekend and build a Faraday cage.
Excuse me. I'm building a Faraday cage. What would I need for that? And you're like, a ferret cage? You're going to need some chicken wire? And maybe some wood or something? I don't know.
He puts the camera and the chickens and chicken wire and some wood in a ferret cage.
It's like, that's not what I was going for. But it worked.
It's phonetically close enough.
Yep.
So he jumps in,
and then
his big problem is that he has this giant Goodwill Hunting chalkboard with the final piece missing to show how to control the portals.
Yep.
And all I kept wishing was that Matt Damon just fucking came into frame and fucking solved it. Jerry O'Connell.
With his, like, mop and bucket.
Right? Like, and he just... I
mop up this basement twice a week, so...
Now...
But at that point, he jumps through the portal.
Okay, issues. Issues with the jumping through the portal.
Well, he just jumped. Yeah, he jumps in.
Yeah. The animation of the portal looked like I was flying through a cervix.
What?
Like, it is fucking terrible.
I don't know what you mean at all.
Really? No. Really? Really?
Weird flesh smooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know.
I think like an overt. That's very sexualized. That's Quinn jumping back into the vagina.
That was the 90s.
To be reborn.
That was like all you could do.
Because
CG
Quinn was being
like
reborn.
That.
Yeah, but Quinn's being reborn every time, so that's very metaphorical. The portal. The portal is a vagina.
So you think this is a really deep episode and it was meant to.
I think the whole series is deep.
Okay.
Every time we see someone jumping into a portal,
you can
jumping.
Have your theories.
I'm going to push it hard on sliders and sliders.
But he goes through, and he goes through the other side.
Yep.
And then, like, nothing happened. Like, it didn't work.
And he's...
It didn't work. No worky.
And he's annoyed.
No worky. He's pissed off. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, you jump...
I wanted to see some shit.
You jump into a portal, and you come back, and you're like, holy shit, it didn't work. Wouldn't you also be kind of excited, like, I didn't die.
Yeah.
I would do the feeling of everything.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah, like, but he seems to not give a shit. That he's still alive.
So he just, you know, goes on with his day.
Yeah.
You know, starts driving.
Guess what,
though? And he's just driving.
Breaking news!
What? Breaking news?
Global cooling is happening!
So bad.
So, this is the first hint that maybe, that maybe something isn't right in Quinn's world.
Global cooling? Doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right. What's happening to global cooling?
Doesn't sound right.
Wait. CDs.
CDs are, well...
What? What's wrong with CDs?
Vinyl overtook CDs.
Vinyl won?
Vinyl
won the format wars?
Tape never happened, it went right from vinyl to CDs? Interesting.
This is nuts!
Yeah.
This is nuts!
Wait.
Holy shit.
Who's the president?
What?
Who is the president?
Did he just say John F. Kennedy?
J.F. freaking K?
Okay, no, stop for a second, though. Stop real quick. JFK was the president in the 50s. Does that mean, like, he's been a president for the last 40 years, right?
Yeah.
And then...
For him, they're like, just keep on being president.
Right?
Keep you alive with, like, technology.
He's like Robo Kennedy.
Marilyn Monroe.
Banging.
Still
banging him.
Still banging him.
But then, dude... I mean, something's weird. Something's quite odd in this world.
But it's really strange.
Who's on that?
Who
is that?
No,
that can't be.
This cannot be the world.
That is not right. What is
but
this? Is that?
I see a billboard.
Is that? Oh my God!
For Elvis
Presley. Still alive.
Still alive.
Still alive. Looking
still
old. Still playing
making
shows.
Some money.
Selling out arenas.
Yep.
Wait, this can't be right.
His song with Kesha was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
When he really went dubstep with Skrillex, could not believe it. No. But then, man.
There's traffic light coming up here.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, why are they honking at me?
They're honking.
Holy shit.
But it's a red light.
Wait! Red.
Red.
Means
green.
Green means red.
Chaos.
We are in opposite world. So
it is literally opposite day.
Opposite world. It's opposite day.
Yeah.
Opposite day. And in opposite day, what I love is that you have the premise of a show where it is said, essentially, he essentially says that, like, you can slide into any dimension. And the best way to tell people, like, listen, this is what you're going to see in upcoming episodes. Red means green.
Yep. Totally crazy.
Crazy. Green means red.
Totally
Elvis,
crazy.
Alive.
Yep, alive.
What?
But the biggest shock of all...
is?
His mom.
Did what?
Banging the gardener.
The gardener! And he's so
pissed.
Mad!
He's
like,
pissed.
What? Mom! I
fucking hate gardeners.
You let the gardener stick the dick in you? What? He was so dismissive.
He was really pissed.
He was very dismissive towards the gardener. Like, that was the worst thing that Jerry O'Connell could deal with the gardener.
And then when he, like, you know, goes back through the portal.
He's like, I'm back.
Yeah.
Everything's
good. One of
the
first things he does is he finds the gardener.
And says,
and he's like,
oh, I love
you,
man.
Right, man.
Yeah, you're cool.
Keep being a gardener.
Yeah.
Nothing more than that.
Fucking,
never, or I'll kill you.
Don't look at my mom.
Yeah.
But so he gets back, and you think everything's okay. He's loving life because Schrodinger's there, the mom, the gardener's there.
That's a good class.
That's what a class.
Yeah.
Gimli?
Oh
shit.
Gimli has got some dwarven rage.
You do not fuck with Gimli's theories. You don't.
The things that you said about my theories the other day were preposterous. Mr. Mallory.
So fucking Quinn doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. He's like, that's weird. I don't remember saying anything to Arturo, but...
Okay, I guess whatever. I did.
I guess I'll just continue on my day. Go to work.
Yeah, I gotta go to fucking the Best Buy. Boom.
Shift at the Best Buy.
This is my favorite part.
He doesn't have a shift at the Best Buy. And why is that?
Because he basically told his boss to go shove computers, as far as I took it, up his penis hole.
I thought it was ass, but...
I thought it was penis hole. Could have worked either way, but what I loved about it was that you find out they kissed.
Wade,
but and Quinn. Wade and Quinn kiss off screen. That. We don't remember it. Yeah. And to further just fucking punch Wade while she's down, he like, has the balls to say, gross! It's like
again.
We're incest.
That's the McFly move.
Dude, what? What? Like, listen.
Like, why would that happen?
That's yeah.
Weird.
Oh, it's like it'd be incestuous. Worst thing you could possibly say to a girl, Wade in her mom pants, storms.
Yeah,
does not
she
like
is
it.
Not happy about that at all.
Not having a fun.
So he got fired.
So now you start to think, though. What do you start to think? That there's an...
That maybe there's
an
another,
evil...
An evil Quinn.
An evil O'Connell coming yeah. at you. Yes.
So, at that point, we actually meet the evil twin.
Oh, well, my
he
God.
He pops out of the shadows like,
he
I've
does.
Been expecting you.
Yes.
He's hanging out in the basement like waiting for him kind of creepily.
But he didn't have a goatee.
No, I wish he did.
All he had was a tucked in shirt yeah. and khakis, and it was kind of lame. But Evil O'Connell, fucking Evil Quinn, solved the math puzzle.
Totally solved it.
And was like, bitch, I solved that months ago.
He was smug. Evil Quinn is smug.
Evil Quinn's kind of a
smug
dick.
Smug Quinn is smug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was lots, and what I loved about this is you had, they were talking for a while, and evil fucking Quinn is like, bitch, I got married. Bitch, I solved your math puzzle. Bitch, I went to a fucking Earth where everybody loved everybody, and there was no fear. Imagine that. Imagine that. Now, fucking evil CJ
blow
comes.
Your mind.
Evil CJ comes and just shows up and was like, Siege.
You don't know shit.
I've been to a planet. No fear. What do you think about that? What the fuck?
Like,
how do you
like,
say?
From American movie. Like, what do you think about that, man? I've been to a planet, man, where there's no fucking fear. Like, what do you think about that?
Think about what? Goes out and eats his chicken. Lots of exposition happening.
Yeah.
But
then,
my favorite,
hard to go.
But guess what happens? You didn't have enough time for the most crucial piece
about
of information.
The timer. No matter what happens. And then you don't hear what happens.
But he had time to tell him that he was married.
Whatever you do, don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Listen.
Do something.
Wouldn't you tell yourself the first thing? Like, dude, FYI, don't fuck with this. Otherwise, hey, this is what's happening to me. Like, why wouldn't you lead with that, Evil Quinn? Evil Quinn should have led with that.
He should have.
But then we'd have no sliders.
Didn't. And then we get introduced to a character.
My favorite.
That shall be known in Sliders history.
Yes, Sliders
as
history.
Rembrandt, Remy.
Remy.
The Crying Man.
The Crying Man.
Brown.
Boom.
Yep.
Crying Man was a member of the Spinning Tops.
Spinning Tops.
Spinning Tops was like a 70s Motown.
Had a bunch of hits.
Bunch of hits.
A lot of records.
A lot of records.
Now he's trying to make a comeback.
With an album, last album he did, Topless.
That's right, Topless.
1978.
Yep.
Gold record.
But he's coming back down
he's
to
coming
the 90s.
Back.
He's got a 90s look.
90s look equals AIDS ribbons.
AIDS ribbons.
AIDS ribbons.
He actually says, like, this is my 90s
this
look.
This is my
90s AIDS
look.
Ribbons.
And it's just basically a bunch of AIDS ribbons.
And then he, where is he playing? What's his big gig?
Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner. He's going to go
he's
sing.
He's going to go sing it at the Giants game.
Yep. It's a big deal.
But he's got his 90s look now.
Yep.
He's got his pimp suit. AIDS ribbons. He's ready to... He's topless, bro.
Yep. But
he's
excited.
Topless.
He's excited for the gig.
He's topless.
But then we go back to Arturo, Wade, and Quinn in the Quinn Cave.
And the Quinn Cave. And what happened...
Where Arturo is for the first time, and he's kind of insulting it a little bit. Being
you're
kind of a dick.
He's being a huge
in someone else's
dick.
House.
Unpublished. Unkempt. Unignorant.
Uncanny. Un-X-Men.
But he fucking, this guy is a professor of string theory, and he walks down into this dude's basement and sees, like, a nuclear reactor, and his first instinct is to be like, unkempt. Like, give the kid some props. Like, be like, what are you doing down here? Maybe
yeah.
this is why you're so tired of my class, bro. Show me this giant magnet thing you got over here.
Yeah, he's not even interested in it. He's just, yeah.
He's just pissed the fuck off.
Yeah, he's being kind of a douche.
But it doesn't matter, because yeah. Quinn does what?
Shows him...
Boom!
Shows him the remote and the portal.
Which just looks like a really unintelligent
in your face, Arturo. And he's all smug about it. Like, look what I did.
Yeah.
I'm not teaching community college, Arturo.
That, right? Like, dude has six students in his class. Can't be doing that good.
String theory, like, the worst community college.
That'd be fucking amazing.
I got a C in high school. I qualify for this class, right? Yes, you do. Come on in.
So they make the portal. There's a fat joke. They jump into the portal, but my favorite part is when the crying man...
Well, Wade shames them into jumping into the portal, for one thing.
Well, I mean, he didn't really shame them.
What, you're not gonna go into the portal?
Pussy?
You fucking...
What, are you a pussy?
Yeah.
Arturo? You're a pussy? But the portal then turns into a langolier and eats the crying man. Which I didn't understand.
Why? Well, because he put the extra power in it.
To make it bigger.
And then it, like, shot out... Like,
as the portal, road, but like, is it like a two-dimensional?
So did everything on the way to the road get into the portal?
And to the left! Like, it was on the road, it followed the road.
It followed the road.
It followed, like, street signs.
The portal did, like, perfect driving to get to a fucking Rembrandt's car.
And swallowed it like a langolier.
And Rembrandt's like, oh my god! And he's, like, trying to, like, steer it, like, away from the portal. Like, good acting. Really convincing acting there.
Oh my god! I got eaten!
And
and then, of course, the next world is Ice World. Lame.
Ice World.
Ice World.
Ice World.
It's fucking Mario fucking Land 3. They get portaled to Mar...
It's first, like a Sci-Fi Channel movie at this point.
But what I love is that before this, Wade and Arturo, Wade, like, there's he's telling them, like, there are multiple dimensions, man. You can go anywhere, man. Candy Bear Land, man. And the first one they jump into is Ice World. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to jump.
Taste of sliding.
I wouldn't want to slide anymore.
Yeah.
Like, at least if you got a good world, like, what kind of world? Like, it's the world where there's boobs everywhere.
At least it wasn't Fire World. Like, that would have been a great joke.
That would have been a terrible joke. That would
have been a great joke.
They could not have... Who would have said that? Crying Man.
Crying Man. Crying Man. Yeah, would have said that.
Because he's the hero of the show.
Yep.
He's the hero. So they go to Ice World,
mm-hmm.
which is plagued by what appears to be giant spiders.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But they never, like... Yeah, so there's, like, cobwebs all over this basement. Like spiders,
ridiculous cobwebs. Like, not arachnophobia, but eight-legged freaks in the mist type cobwebs.
Yeah, the mist.
Now, if Ice World turned out to be the Mist
only
World...
only in this basement, because upstairs is just ice.
Just ice.
Just a lot of ice. But it looks like Mr. Freeze must have beat Batman in this world.
Yes, yes. Like they couldn't put the diamond back in to warm things up.
Yep.
There was no diamond being put into the machine.
So, you know...
But
and
not
then they,
only
then
the Ice
crying
World.
Man's out there in his car. They're in, like, a house.
Yeah, and he's like, hey!
And they all light candles like they're going to sing carols. And then they walk outside, and the crying man sees him, and he's like, hey, guys!
I'm the crying man!
What's going on? And then...
The most epic shot of San Francisco.
So epic.
So epic. Like, you need to watch this episode.
It looks real.
You need to see... It looks so real of the Golden Gate Bridge covered in ice. And just destruction in ice. Like, I couldn't tell where the matte painting started. And where Rembrandt ended.
I know. I thought they had, like, an original, like, you know... Like, litho of that. You know,
it was pretty amazing.
That'd be pretty awesome.
It was pretty amazing. But then, not only Ice World they have to deal with, ice tornadoes!
Ice-nado! Ice-nado.
You are right.
They probably did that later on, like, a Sci-Fi Channel movie, but this was the original Ice-nado.
Started
Sliders did it first.
Yep, Ice-nado came at you.
Show some respect.
Fuck Shark-nado. Ice-nado.
And then Quinn, then they all end up, like, he shoots the portal into the air.
Question, how does it know to stop in the air?
It just does.
And he does it high enough where he has to boost people in.
He has to boost them in like Mario Brothers, like jumping into like a...
You're getting away. Pipe. There was no explanation why he didn't just put it in front of him. The only reason I can think of is because it gave fucking the crying man his fucking stupid little like comedic like part where he's like, I ain't jumping up in there. And like he looks at the fucking tornado and he's like, oh, never mind. And like they fucking like get him up there. And I'm like, why didn't they just shoot the portal in front of him? Or on the ground?
To make it more interesting.
Was it more interesting?
Totally.
Really?
People love scenes of boosting.
Dude, Quinn had to lift Gimli. That had to have sucked.
But that's where the comic, like, you know... Like, hey, it's a fat guy getting boosted. Funny.
It's right. In a portal.
So, yeah, so they go through the portal.
So then...
Oh, wait.
Wait, what happened to Quinn?
Who's the last one?
Oh, shit, Quinn falls.
Quinn falls. He falls back into the car. Like, the car.
The back seat of the car. But the ice needle's like, coming.
Oh, shit.
It's coming.
And then he doesn't come through the portal.
And then they see all three of them on the outside of the portal, yeah, on the grass. Through, we don't know what's happening.
And they're like, where's Quinn?
And, of course...
find out that...
It's...
To...
Be...
Continued. It's a two-part episode.
It's a two-part episode. It leaves you on a cliffhanger.
So, yeah. So, are you like, what's gonna happen?
I kinda am.
On the edge of your seat? Like,
well, you know why, though? You know what sucked me in on that? Was fucking Crying Man's last fucking line.
Uh-huh.
Man, that trip was a trip.
That trip was such a trip.
And I want to see if Quinn gets through. And I want to know, is Gimli, the Crying Man, and Wade in, like, normal Earth again? Are they in a different Earth? All we saw was a patch of grass.
Questions gotta be answered.
All we saw was a patch of grass.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's in there.
So now that we've wrapped up the episode, like, nitty-gritty, digging into it, what are your impressions of the first episode of Sliders after all these years?
Well, I always have had a soft spot for Jerry O'Connell.
Okay.
He was my favorite part about Piranha 3D. Loved him and all kinds of other things, but I always liked that dude. Wade still's got something. I got a 90s thing for Wade.
Something there.
Something for 90s. Thing. The idea is fucking still awesome, man. I'm all about alternate dimensions and, like, Bizarro World, and, like, that's cool. However...
You're hating on Gimli?
I'm not hating on Gimli. Gimli and the Crying Man are inconsequential.
Okay.
Like, the Crying Man almost seems like, why did they fucking add him? There was no reason. No, there was no reason except, like, a focus group. Like, just add a minority into the Sliders group, please. Like, because, like, it is. It's comic relief, but, like, you could have Gimli as comic relief. Because you have, like, two kids and a grumpy old man. That's comic relief. Crying Man so far is just like, why? I'm hoping they, like, utilize him, and he's not only used as comic relief.
We'll find out.
I hope not. But here's my problem. So pilot episodes usually are the best episodes of a show because it's all the budget.
Uh-huh.
So if this is the budget we have in the pilot, I'm really excited to see what happens in like episode 8, episode 9, when we're getting near the end of the season.
And imagine the weird world that they go to and the weird things that happen, because they do some pretty funny things.
All right. I know how to end every episode if we keep doing this. Every episode we discuss real quick one alternate world. Like, if we slid, we had to talk about alternate worlds. So, this is going to be your pick. You slide. What is an alternate world you'd want to go to?
That I would want to go to?
Like,
alternate world.
Yeah, good alternate world. Like, you hope that when you slide, like, every time you slide, you hope you make it to this world. And you have 2 hours. That's the limit. 2 hours. That's the limit. Because in the show, they have a limit. That's how he does it. You can set a limit to how long you want to be in the world. So you get 2 hours in your perfect world. What would be your perfect world? Or just a world you want to live in. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just one that would be fun for 2 hours.
Maybe like, I'll go real nerdy with it. I'll do like Harry Potter world.
Okay. So magic.
Mm-hmm.
All magic. So it's Harry Potter? Like you're in Harry Potter? Or Earth is just... or just
Harry
like,
Potter style magic world.
Nice. And what would you, and for 2 hours, what would you do? So you show up in Harry Potter world, but you're you. So you don't have, you don't know magic or anything, but you're just you.
Try a wand first and see, maybe it'll work, I don't know. You'd want to try it, right?
What if you had latent wizard powers?
You'd never know, get to take the wand with you, bam.
Boom, done. So first can you take things back?
It goes through the portal with you.
We don't know that yet, though, right? That's not explained yet?
His clothes did and stuff.
Wouldn't it be great if they all had to do it naked?
A watch.
Do you imagine Gimli's naked every portal?
Everybody's stripped, get in the portal. The clothes will make it malfunction. Are you sure, Quinn? Yeah, you know, it's a thing.
I'm just picturing naked Gimli like a cannonball coming through the portal.
Every episode.
Cannonball!
At the beginning and the end. That's how most episodes start as well.
Yeah. He's fucking oiled up for some reason.
Put on the special portal oil. Everyone rub it into your skin. Part of the process. Are you sure, Quinn? Yes. Yes, I'm very sure. You're gonna need to oil up before you go to the portal. They don't call it sliders for nothing.
Oh, my chest. Just a naked, oiled up Gimli cannonball.
This has been a Brain Dev Radio production.
Yeah.
Visit us at www.braindevradio.com.